And so the end of Shvat and Chaf Aleph Shvat is the Yortzeit of Rabbi Chiel Meir Megestanin. Who's Rabbi Chiel Meir? So he was the Talmud of Kotzk, the Kotzke Rebbe, and he was known as the Tehillim Zogger. Every tzaddik had a nekuda, has a nekuda, whether it's in Torah or Chesed or Tefillah, any other inyan. And he was given a gift mishamayim, it's koyach of Tehillim. So he was called the Tehillim Zogger. And people would come from all over the world to him. He was known as a very big Baal Maifis, tzaddik. The Kotzker Rebbe said about him that he is from Lamed Vav Tzaddikim of the generation. And he would prescribe, like a doctor, he would prescribe certain Tehillims to be said. Each person, he had a special remedy to say this Tehillim and that Tehillim for this amount of days, at this time of the day. I mean, he was a bucky in the Inyan of Tehillim, and he could be Poyel Yeshuas in any Inyan through the Koyach Tehillim. Very interesting tzaddik, the Tehillim Zogger. From the Laman of Tzaddikim, Rav Yonasan Eibshit said about him that one of his hidden Yonim is that when he would come to Kotzk to visit the Kotzker, his Rebbe, so his minhag was that when people would go to sleep late at night, he would come to the Beis Medrash after Chatzos, and he would be misader all of the chairs and the tables and put away all the svarim, just a peek into the hidden tzidkas of the tzaddik. He said that the first time that he met the Kotzker, and he gave shalom, he said, I gave him my hand, and he opened up to me the Mayoni HaChachma, the wellsprings of Chachma, until the Kisei HaKavod. And he said that I was able to write pages and pages of Torah, not just in Niglas HaTorah, but Sisvei Torah. But he said, I don't write it. He says, because I know it has nothing to do with me, it only has to do with the Rabbi. So why should I write it down? It's not my Torah, Bechla. The Rebbe gave me his hand, and he opened up the wellsprings of Torah. So, we don't have anything written from him, not because he didn't have anything to say. He had a lot to say. But he felt that if it was a gift that came from the Kotzker and didn't earn it, then it didn't need to be written down. When he was a young Avrich, and he saw that his friends were learning chess, how to play chess. So he took interest. And he started to explain to him the rules of chess. About the king and the queen and this and that. When it came to the pawn, and they told him that the pawn only moves forward and can't work backwards, he says, not a Yiddish game. I don't want to play it anymore. Because the Yid has to always know, even if he goes wrong step forward, he's always able to go backwards. Always true. So because of that...
That's why I don't play chess.
Very deep. I'm from Hillel, Reb Hillel from Pavitcher, one of the famous Chassidim of Chabad. He was a Talmud of different rabbis, of the Babich rabbis, but at one tkufa he was a Talmud of the Tzemach Tzedek, and he was on his way, passing through Kotz to go to Lubavitch, to the Bebe. And he saw Rabbi Chiel Meir there. And he took notice of him and he found chen by him. He said to him, he says, come with me to Lubavitch. The Rebbe will make you into a kli shalim, into a complete vessel. So Rabbi Chiel Meir said to him, my whole life I'm working, I'm making myself into a broken vessel and I should come to Rebbe to be a complete vessel. When he became a Rebbe from Chassidim, when he became a Rebbe, so he was once sitting by a tish like this, and he was sighing a lot. He was going, So they asked him, the Rebbe, what's so sure? Why are you sighing so much? He says, I'm not right to be a Rebbe. This is the things that they went through their head all the time. I'm not right to be a Rebbe. So one of the Chassidim said, such an anav. Like he whispered, such an anav, that he heard it. And he said, "What anava is it?" He says, "How can I be a Rebbe from Chassidim if I enjoy the food which goes into my mouth?" That's what he said. How can I be a Rebbe from Chassidim if I enjoy the food which goes into my mouth? Somebody once asked him about his inyan of prescribing Tehillim. People would come and he would write, it was just a prescription for Tehillim. He says, if they don't even know what they're saying, why does it help? That's what they asked him once. He says, I'll give you a mashal. He says, if you have a man, he's by one of these mills and he's grinding, right? He doesn't know how the mill works, but he turns it around, and then the grain gets crushed. So you think that they need to know what they're saying? As long as they're saying the holy words. So all the dinim get crushed by saying the holy words of Tehillim. Grinding all the dinim. When he was young and he was by his father-in-law, he loved to have guests. One of the things, he was a big bal chesed and big bal tzedakah, a gabbai tzedakah. Once after a fast, I think it was like, one of the, not the fast which he took upon himself, but one of the tiniest tzibors. So immediately after the fast, his brother-in-law went home and had something to eat. But he went around town looking to bring an ani to make sure that an ani can come and eat with him. So his father-in-law said to him, he says, I don't understand. He says, your brother-in-law, he comes and he has food right away because he's machmer in the inyan of v'nishmartam l'nashaseichem. He's fasting a whole day. You have to eat something. You should be safe. You should be healthy. You should be well. He says, you're running around town. So he said, shmer. He said, my father-in-law. He says, me and my brother-in-law were exactly the same. He's hungry and I'm hungry. He's hungry for food. I'm hungry for guests. In fact, there was once a Yid who was into his town late at night, and he saw the light was on late at night, and he knocked on the door. And of course, the Rebbe welcomed him in, and he gave him a first-class service. Achnasas Orchem. And then later on, he noticed that this was the Rebbe of the Chiyom Meir. And he felt very bad that he put him through this hospitality. So he said, Rebbe, I hope you'll forgive me for all the tircha that I put you through. I never would have come here had I known that it would have been you. So the Rebbe said, of course, I'm meichel you, but only on one condition. That every time you come to town, you stay by me. After the Rebbe Reb Henoch from Alexander passed away, in the Sfas Emes, became a big Rebbe, even though he was very young. He was only 22 years old. So there were some Chassidim who had tainas on the Sfas Emes because really Rebbe Chiyo Meir was a very big tzaddik, and he was the Zakin of the Chassidim at the time. And in order to calm the storms, and he saw that some of the Chassidim were upset, so he sent a kvittel to the Sfas Emes. And along with the kvittel, he sent him saying, That he's a yedid, he's very very close to him at heart, and that he should mention him in his tefillahs every day. That's what he sent to the Sfas Emes. Such a request. So the Sfas Emes was blown away from the yanova of a very big altar rebbe that he would send him something like that. So he said, the fact that he's my yedid nefesh, he says, that I know already. He said, but that he asked me to mention him in my tefillahs. He says, you should know that every day in Shmona Esrei, when I say the words Al HaTzadikim, Al HaChassidim, the Simchel Keinu Imahem, our chiluk should be with them, I think of the Rebbe Reb Chiyo Meir. We mentioned before about his Tehillim. He had, like we have in Yeshiva, we have like a Bekiah Seder and an Ian Seder. So he used to have also a Bekiah Seder in Tehillim. And an Ian Seder. He would have a Seder where he would learn the Tehillim very slowly, very carefully, like B'Ian. It was a lot of Islavas and Ava and Yir and Vekas. But then he would also Zog Tehillim. He would have a Seder, he would say a lot of Tehillim, and he would always, he wrote on his Tzava, when it came to Tehillim, to his children, he said, you should learn Sefer Tehillim, the Perush HaMilas, you should know Rashi, so you know what you're asking for. And at least you should say 5 Kapitlach Tehillim every single day. No less than 5. Because doing so, this is his lashon, is malhiv halev avodas Hashem yisbarach. It fires up the heart in avodas Hashem. That's what he said about that. On one such occasion, so a young yeshiva bacher came to him, and this was a very common tzar in those days, that there was an inscription, and they were trying to take him into the army. So Rebbe Chilmir prescribed for him certain tehillim to say, and it was a very rigorous one. He said that he had to stay up all night for a number of nights saying the entire Sefer Tehillim. But he agreed. And the general and the troops and the team who was in charge of this inscription, so they were traveling from city to city, and they came to the city where this Yid would be amongst the Chevra to be taken. And they came to the city, and the horses, they went off the derech, and they found their way into a forest, they didn't know where to go, and they came to that to this house, the light was on, they knocked, and this Yid, this Bachar, he let them in, and he treated them, and gave them what to eat and to drink, and he didn't really know who they were. So they were very grateful. So they said, "Is there anything which we could do for you?" He says, "Yeah, I'm trying to get out of the army, and I don't know, it's something which is on my mind, I don't know what to do." So they said, "Okay, fine, so we'll write down your name on the paper." So the next day, they showed up in the middle of town, and they were listing off the names of the people who had to come to the army. And they said, "And this is the list of those who are putter." And they read his name. So because of his tehillim, Mamash had a whole yeshua, that the people who were in charge of the whole maisa, they came to his house, and he was able to be machnas arich for them. And through that, they had a big yeshua. All mischus of saying tehillim. He wasn't about Tokeya. Bechlal, he wasn't about Tokeya. But the Kotzker Rebbe told him that he said, "Yechil Michel, you're going to be my Baal Tokeya." So when he said, "Rebbe, I don't know how to blow," so the Kotzker said, "Ubeshayifre Godol Yitaka, the Kol Demamadaka Yishama," which is what we say in the Sana Tokev. And this is how we touched it, the Kotzker. "Ubeshayifre Godol Yitaka, if an Adam Godol blows the shofar, then kol demamadaka, even if it's a shera sound." It's not a good sound. You heard this batake okay over there? Even if it's not such a good sound. If an adam gadol blows it, then yishama, turn shemai. As it says, ki malachim yichafezin v'chir adi yachezin. The malachim, they tremble from that sound. It's not such a strong sound. It's not such a powerful sound. But it comes from a higher person. It says the malachim are scared of that. It's not what we hear down here. The sound of the shofar in Shemayim is not the same call which we hear downstairs. A very different call. One last story. Maybe two. Once he was on his way to Kutsk, and a group of Chassidim, they sent Kvitlach along with him. And when he came to the Rebbe, and he handed the kvitlach to the Rebbe, a huge pile of kvitlach. So the Rebbe looked at one, the kotzker, and he says, "I don't understand. All of this kvitlach have already been answered. They've already have a tikkun." So with a little investigation, he found out, the Rebbe, the Rebbe Chil Meir, on the entire way there, he was being mispalo for all the kvitlach that he had. So the kotzker said, "You're already masakin all the kvitlach. I have nothing to do. You fixed them all already with your tefillin, with your tehillim, and your tefillas on the way here." Type of a person which he is.
You want
Gemara? Yeah, of course. He was a very big Talmud Chacham, but he had his ways of hiding it. And one last story. It's a good poor Maisa. Bench for Shchad the Shadr this today. So, so you know the Kutzker, he secluded himself behind closed doors for like over 20 years, and he had his hispodidus, and nobody was allowed to come in. It was a very big pachan in Kutzk. Even though he was behind closed doors almost all the time, and Kutsk was one of the biggest chassidim. And one time, it was on Purim, and Rabbi Chiyo Meir, he came and he knocked on the door of the Rebbe. It's a big pachad. Nobody ever did anything like that. So the Rebbe opened up the door and he looked at Rabbi Chiyo Meir and he says, "What is this? What's going on here? What's this?" So he said in a very strong voice, Rabbi Chiyo Meir, he says, "Today's Purim. And the halacha is kol ha'poishet yad noistim lai. Anybody who sticks out their hand, the Gemara says, if an ani sticks out their hand, you have to give." So he said, "Rebbe, I'm an ani. He says, "I need you to clothe me and to put shoes on my feet." That's what he said, whatever that means. So the Rebbe looked at him and he said, "If that's the case," he said, "come inside." He brought him in and he closed the door. And they were there for a very, very long time. Nobody knows what went on. Nobody knows what happened. But this is a very special instance that because he knocked, and he said, "Rebbe, it's Purim today. You have to let me in." So the Chatzkas agreed. He said it was a good taina. He brought him in. Very rare occurrence. What happened behind those doors? We'll never know.